This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Supreme Court waded back into the issue of affirmative action in college admissions. The justices heard arguments in the case of a white student, Abigail Fisher is her name, who said she was denied admission to the University of Texas because of her race. Like a lot of selective colleges, UT does consider an applicant's race or ethnicity, among many factors, when deciding who gets in. If the Supreme Court says that's not okay, colleges are going to be looking for other ways to get diversity into their student bodies. So from the education desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Marketplace's Amy Scott takes a look at some of the possible workarounds.
It's widely accepted in higher education that diversity is a worthy goal. Attorney Charles Sims filed a friend of the court brief in the Fisher case on behalf of dozens of private colleges.
It's just vital to be able to allow the universities to select the students that they think together will make the most educationally interesting class for all the students who are there.
The question is how best to do that. Eight states have banned race-based affirmative action since the mid-1990s. Richard Collenberg is a fellow at the Century Foundation, a think tank. He says instead, schools have given preference to low-income students, offered more financial aid, and made it easier to transfer from community colleges to four-year universities.
The good news from my standpoint is that public officials did not give up on diversity. They found new ways to create it, and in some ways, better methods, given that they will benefit economically disadvantaged students of all races.
At the University of California at Berkeley, UCLA, and the University of Michigan, though, the percentages of Black, Latino, and Native American students plummeted after laws took effect banning race-based affirmative action. Collenberg says that's partly because those flagships compete with private universities that can consider race. And Andrew Grossman with the Cato Institute says the UC system has maintained diversity.
Minority admissions have actually increased, and even more importantly, minority graduation rates have gone up quite considerably.
Still, others say if colleges could no longer consider race at all, looking at income alone wouldn't cut it.
There is no way that class-based affirmative action could maintain the level of racial and ethnic diversity at selective institutions.
Sigal Alon is an associate professor at Tel Aviv University and wrote the book Race, Class, and Affirmative Action. She says class-based admissions policies do increase socioeconomic and geographic diversity, but if colleges want to give equal opportunity to students of color, their admissions policies have to consider race. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.